I'm always right.
That's not narcissistic.
I mean, it's not. No, I'm not saying that to like that. It came off wrong.
It definitely did. Yeah.
It's 128. It came off wrong, but I'm normally like on topic. Like I'm on it.
Yeah, this is episode 128.
I was right. I didn't mean for it to sound cocky and or narcissistic.
Somebody told me last episode we didn't say top of the seventh.
We didn't? Yes, we did.
That's what I said. I was like, yeah, I thought we did.
You said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said it.
I remember that vividly.
You got to rewatch it. Whoever said that.
Yeah, and the Braves won the, you know, come on. Yeah, where's my flowers? Come on, I need flowers. No, I need flowers. Where's the audience clapping? Where's my testimonial speech?
You want the, what? Yeah. I didn't know we was giving it up that way. I got you.
That's what you missed.
I got you. That's what I missed. So how you feeling? Go ahead. Get your shit off. Because, yeah.
Well, I didn't get to go because I had to work, unfortunately. I was supposed to be outside. Right. But the battery looked lit. Luda and Big Boy performed.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they sped through the parade, honestly. It was like on some NASCAR shit. They was just riding by.
That was it. Sheesh. I mean, they wanted to get through that motherfucker. Because it was what, from Peachtree Street to Truist?
The Truist, yeah.
That's a long ass way.
Well, obviously, I mean, it wasn't on the highway.
I mean, yeah,
but
no,
it was on
but
the, you know, streets.
That's still a long ass way.
But yeah, this, to speed through, it's been 26 years.
Hey.
I might not see another one till I'm 52.
I mean, no, you're definitely right. It's a very unpredictable thing. But yeah, shout outs to them. Oh, damn. Shout outs to them. You know what I'm saying? For winning, for real. Because I was what? Three decades?
Two and some change.
Two and some change?
Okay. UGA is next, you know. Hey,
are they?
If UGA wins the national championship, you might catch me at Raising Cane's that day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there touching the people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, I mean, I'm not mad at it. That's going to be crazy for content.
Crazy.
It's going to be crazy for content, for sure. I can't talk to that.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. But nah, I mean, you think they're gonna do it? They're going to pull it off?
I think so. I think we have a legitimate shot. Every year we have a shot because we always have the top recruits.
Yeah.
However, this defense is different.
However, y'all always find a way to fuck it up.
This defense can go up against the Jets. That's how good the defense is. A professional football team right now.
Okay.
But college football is very unpredictable. So I'm going to hold my horses a little bit. But I do have faith that we will win the SEC championship, win the playoff game, and win the national championship.
That's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight. We're going to see. I'm going to let it play out before I start talking, before I give my sentiments. But I'm excited to see how it does, for sure.
How's your mental, King? How's your heart? How you feeling this week?
Man, damn, we didn't even start off right. My mental, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? I can't complain. I'm here, I'm there, I've been working, I've been, you know what I'm saying, like, moving a lot. So, just been trying to get my bearings, trying to establish a routine that's well enough for me to, you know, still be healthy in ways. But
you're good.
Am I?
That's some good leather shit right there.
I mean, I try, but outside of that, you know what I'm saying? I can't complain. We alive. We black, blessed, and highly favored. How's your mental? How's your heart? How you coming?
I'm wonderful. I'm ready to pod. I'm happy to see you.
Word?
I'm happy to see Danny. I'm happy to be on the mic.
The team is in the building. Yeah, all 11,000 of y'all. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it.
128.
128, man.
Welcome back to episode 128
yes,
of the Bro Chillians Podcast. Peace and serenity. It's Trey.
And it's Scott checking biking this motherfucker, man.
Shout out to the first timers.
The last timers.
And the in-betweeners.
For coming bike, man, week after week, showing much love. However you do it, whether it is liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing, turning them post notifications on, because we are on everything. You know what I'm saying? That is Patreon. That is YouTube. That is Apple Podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere. You can't miss us. So, go check us out. Show love. Because we do have some classics as well.
I mean, out of 128, we should. We should have a few classics.
Out of 128, right? And we still have not missed one.
Missed an episode?
Yeah.
Well, no, we technically
we took a
little vacation.
We took a hiatus, but does that count?
In my book, no.
We haven't missed it.
That was load management. It was all
exactly.
right.
Exactly. We haven't missed it.
We was cool.
That shit's crazy.
But I'm assuming you don't have a docket since you were so caught up in your struggles as a black man and you having to work and just life.
I'm not going to hold you. I have been a bit separated. I have been a bit detached.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, I've had a lot on my plate. So I will admit to being slack this week. I don't have too much of a docket. But you know what I'm saying? We're gonna roll off the strength. We're gonna get shit off because you know how we give it up. We legends at this point.
Brother man, I don't even know where to take you.
Hey. It don't even matter.
Just bear with me. Bear with me. I don't know if you have much more to say about the Braves parade. I know we kind of covered that like 2 seconds ago. I mean, that's all I really had to say about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was cool. I mean, I didn't really get to get out and touch the people. I was working as well. But I was right next to the shenanigans. I was, you know what I'm saying, still in the mix, but not in the mix. So it was cool to see, you know what I'm saying, all the people.
That's your fancy way of saying for the listeners that he was outside.
I mean, nah, not even. I was near outside. I was on the porch with it, you know what I'm saying?
Like on
I
the
was,
porch with it?
Yeah, I was watching.
You ain't jumped
the porch
off yet?
Nah,
yeah,
nah, nah,
you
nah.
Were just gandering.
Facts,
in the
I was
distance.
On the stoop
okay.
chilling. Like, I was watching the people.
Not
yeah.
the stoop.
Nah, facts. That's
you
big
taking
facts.
It to the borough?
Yes, man. Hey, I was on the stoop.
Break it down.
But, you know, it looked like they was having fun, so.
Well, actually, I know where to start because you actually sent me a text. I want to say Friday. You sent me a text Friday, so I knew something was up.
Yes, sir. Hey, come on.
You asked me about Summer Walker.
Come on.
We can start off with that.
Please, can we do
that? Oh, she getting all that from you?
Can we do that?
Okay, I'm interested to see how you feel. So, Still Over It came out this past Friday. 21 tracks. Give it to me, bro. How you feeling?
21 tracks of, honestly, like, perfection, solid feeling, solid, like, I needed this, especially in this season. Because, listen, for what, you know how I am. I'm a lyric kind of guy, so I'm listening to all the words. I'm really in tune with how you feeling. I'm trying to feel how you feel. She shitted. She shat. She shat. Let me say that.
That's the way you go describe.
Yes. She went crazy. All that shit that she was talking about London. All that shit that she was getting off. Like, honestly, I'm not one for the drama. I'm not one for the, you know what I'm saying, the antics. But when you put in, you know what I'm saying, this kind of feeling into your art, and this is what you're good at, it's what you're known for. This is Summer. You know what I'm saying? This is in her pocket. This is what we've been waiting for I don't know how long since.
It's been a couple years.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Correct me if I'm wrong. She was talking about London on songs, but didn't he produce some of them?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He did.
And I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. Did.
Hey, listen, there was a lot of bullshit going on. But I mean, listen, I don't blame Queen, okay? She did what she had to do.
So did it live up to the expectation of Over It, the first one?
Yes.
Wow. So are you saying it's better or what? Like, what are you saying?
That's a little
about
premature.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say it's better. I'm gonna say, like,
but it's up there with it.
Yeah, because I've been playing it back to back. Like, I've been really in this shit for the last what? When did it drop?
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, last couple of days. So, I mean, but how you feeling about it though? Because I don't want to, you know.
I don't want to
impose my opinion on
you. I don't want to give too much criticism or too much positivity. It's only been 5 days.
Okay.
I mean, I've listened to it twice through. I'm not going to lie. I deleted the City Girls joint. I couldn't get with it. I deleted the Pharrell joint. I couldn't get with it.
Which one?
Pharrell. Pharrell and Neptunes. I didn't like that. Okay. I didn't know where she was trying to take the people on that one.
Okay.
For me.
Interesting.
That might not be for me. So, but Constant Bullshit, Switching a Nigga Out, mm-hmm. Circus, Reciprocate, Screwing with Omarion, that junk is tough.
That shit was crazy.
Fourth Baby Mama.
How you feel?
Yeah, I'm fucking with it. Right. So, is it up there with Over It? I don't think so, and that might be premature to say, too, because it's only been 4 or 5 days since we've had it. But
no doubt.
I know the impact of what Over It did for me when I first heard it. And I don't think she can live up to that expectation.
What did it do for you? Like, are you saying in terms of, like, feeling, or are you saying in terms of
feeling?
How it impacted the culture and what the surrounding turned into.
Simultaneously, I thought that was already going to be a classic from the first time I heard it.
That's a lot.
I didn't need any more convincing.
Okay, that's a lot, but I'll let you have it. Cause
I think a lot of artists too, though, I feel like they don't live up to, not even live up, but the standard is so high because of their first project they put together.
Yeah.
That sophomore or whatever it is, that follow up is always difficult because you'll never be in that same time of your life when you make your very first project. At least that's what I hear a lot of acts and artists say.
No, I would definitely agree with that. And I think as well as you catch a pocket, you know what I'm saying? You catch a wave, and that's very hard to recreate, and it's very hard to kind of like genuinely catch a second time as well.
Right, and I'm not even slandering it. Like I said, bro, this is a great album.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like premature.
The joint with SZA, like it's some gems in here for sure. So listen, I was vibing out to it today, and when it first came out Friday, but I want to sit with it more.
How do you feel about Sierra's narration?
I know why you asked me that. You mean her prayer?
Yeah.
I'm just asking a question. Is that Russell Wilson's prayer? I'm just asking. Why you gonna put everyone's? Why you gonna make me that guy? See?
Nah, listen. You knew what you was doing with that, and they're gonna hit your jack.
No, that's the honest question. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Why do you ask that question though? Like, because let's unpack this.
He gave her that prayer, and you know she switched it up on her own and added, you know, her little splat on it.
Her little splat.
Her little splat on the prayer. Splat. Which is nothing wrong with it. I'm just asking.
I don't know. I'm not gonna touch on it. Because I don't know what to say. You said Russell Wilson's prayer. Come on now. I cannot get
that. Did that come off really bad?
I can't get that off.
It did?
I can't get off. It's not that it came off bad. It's just.
I'm just asking.
No, it's not bad at all.
All right, we're going to timestamp.
It's just funny.
We keep it timestamps this week.
We keep it timestamps? It's fine.
Let's see what else we got.
Did anything else musically come out that you were, you know what I'm saying, emphatic about that you have been listening to? Or anything that you've been stuck on?
Over the past week. No, that was the
That was it.
And I feel like honestly, Cleo Soul, she has the best R&B album of the year.
Think so.
I know we have a month left, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say it for me. For me. I haven't listened to every single R&B album this year, but I've listened to a lot of them, goddamn it. So
interesting.
That's where I got it. She got the game in the chokehold. They wanna be like her and they wanna be like, you know, Janae.
Give me some more time. I know December is the month of Mariah.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Okay.
But give me till December 30th. Give me to New Year's.
It shouldn't take that long, though.
It shouldn't.
Who else are we missing?
I don't know.
Cleo Soul is up there. But that's, 7th Streeter is up there.
That's her why I want to give it time. Because I don't know. We might get some shit. Cause
I got to think of the other two right now.
Did you expect, before Summer said that she was dropping, did you expect Summer in this quarter of the year?
Yeah. I mean, the rollout was from months ago.
I mean, I know, but I'm saying before, like.
Like you're saying with the beginning of 2021. I wasn't sure of anybody's rollout, honestly, because of just the climate of where society is right now with the whole pandemic and. Everything was still kind of closed coming into the new year to an extent, I feel like. So it was kind of hard to predict on what Drake rollout was going to be, Kanye, Travis, like all those artists. It was hard to predict what lane they were going to take this year. And so I see now like people are preparing for gearing up for next summer or next spring because concerts are coming back. They're already back, I guess.
So speaking of concerts, can we segue?
Oh, damn.
Can we segue?
Yeah.
Because I want to get it out the way because I know there's a lot that I don't know and there's a lot that I know you know that I want to like, you know, divulge in because I don't want to spend too much time on it because it's eerie for me because I know that like I've come on here several times and I've preached how excited I was about going to festivals.
I would say just look it up on Google real quick. Sorry, I'm parched.
My bad, I didn't mean to do that. That was
no, you good. Hold on, I got you though. If you can't find it,
Let me see.
I just don't want to read it from a headline like CNN because before we even get the story off, I just feel like it's already framed. They want you to already look at it as one sided this way, persuade your opinion instead of giving like the general details. I feel like, but long story short, I don't want to butcher it. But Travis Scott had Astroworld Festival this past weekend, and as you know, I think it's 2 or 3 nights they have the concert or festival, excuse me.
Yeah.
And like so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It only lasted the first night, which was Friday. The reason being 8 people were killed, 300 were injured from just chaos that happened in the crowd. So, you know,
like
the common
mosh pits and stuff like that.
Mosh pits pushing each other.
Okay.
Drugs. It's a ton of videos out there that people are like rushing into the festival before it even started. Like people were hopping the fence. They didn't have tickets. Like, they could have brought a weapon. It was just so many things that could have happened.
Right.
But here it is right here. At least 8 dead and many injured after crowd surge at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston, officials say. So you can take it away from there since you have it on your screen.
Let me see. The victims were 14, 16, 2 were 21, 2 were 23, and 1 was 27. Let me see. And it says, people were reported missing. At least 25 people were transported to the hospital, and of those, 13 remained hospitalized after Saturday afternoon. That's the gist of that article.
And so, yeah, supposedly the massive crowd formed around 50,000 people. It was probably more. That was, probably just like an estimate of how many. It's a lot to unpack here. I don't know if we introduced that well, or I feel like we did it justice. People kind of already know what's going on. I feel like it's a big headline, so you should kind of be informed on that situation.
If you don't, I'm sure you know how to use Google, and you can definitely search, the Astro World Festival 2021.
But yeah, how we feeling? I guess this is out of left field for you because you said you didn't really know the details on it.
I didn't get, most of the dramatic part of it, in terms of people dying and stuff like that. Because I know, the part that I heard was just the fact that Travis was on stage and people were trying to tell him to stop, and he wasn't really, hearing that, and he kept on performing until, I don't know, how it was eventually shut down, but...
So it lasted the whole time. It lasted the entire time.
Okay.
And supposedly, I read this article, and they were saying they alerted Travis before the show even started that this crowd is ludicrous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's to him, that's normal. I'm sure he didn't go out there expecting, people were gonna die.
Right.
XYZ.
People pass out a lot, maybe.
I told you my experience when I went to his concert in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I sat in the seats. I knew better not to be in the mosh pit, not to be down there on the floor.
Right.
I'm claustrophobic, and they get crazy for real.
I'm not trying to be down there, because if you fuck around and punch me, we're
going to have an issue.
We're going to have an issue.
And so, no offense, but I just feel like that's what his whole brand is. Like, when you go to his concert, it's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're trying to, kill each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. They push each other. They get rowdy. They get crazy. They jump around.
That's the energy.
That's what it is. That's the energy.
Yeah.
It's like a rock concert damn near. And so when I went to the one in Atlanta, I want to say this is 2018 or 19, whenever he dropped Astroworld.
Okay.
And
2018, I believe.
They were rolling people out on stretchers, wheelchairs, all kind of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
So from then, I already knew oh, shit. So it's like this now. Imagine how it was, this past Friday, unfortunately. And the victims that passed away is just so sad. Like you said, a 10-year-old, 14-year-old. I read this other one where this guy saved his fiance and he ended up dying type shit.
Yeah, that's honestly crazy. And it's just like I was saying, it's eerie to me because, I get on here a lot and I preach how excited I was for that type of stuff to come back. And just the fact that, that's another, worry that you have to have being outside, already, on top of being a black man, in America, on top of being, in this state of the world now, and now on top of, we haven't been able to be outside for the past 2 years, and the moment we do, it's like, niggas is getting killed, niggas is, people, I'm sorry, it's just like, things are happening, and it sucks to say in a terrible way, because I heard that there was, people in the crowd, stabbing people with needles and stuff like that.
I seen that, too. I couldn't really confirm if it was real or if it was not.
I don't know. If it is,
so there's still the crazy. Details are still developing as we speak about it, but already, I was fragile when I seen the entire story, and I seen the videos on Twitter. It was crazy. It was this one lady, she was trying to get on stage, and she was telling the cameraman, it's people dying, stop the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, he probably didn't realize what she was saying, or it wasn't registering to him, but he just kept recording. He's just you gotta get off the stage. But she's like, no, you don't understand, people are dying.
What are you doing? You see that? What are you doing? That is thick as hell.
And at one point, I think Travis did say, who said stop? Y'all know what y'all came here to do. But he, again, he probably didn't know.
It didn't register.
Yeah, it didn't register what was really going on. Because from his point of view, not trying to defend him or anything, I'm just looking at it from both perspectives. He might be thinking, hey, this is how my shows are.
Yeah.
People are pulled off in stretchers, or they get in, it's It happens.
One or two pass out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's just how the culture is. That's what it. That's what the energy is a lot of times when, you know what I'm saying, his concerts come to town. So I get it. I'm not going to say, like, I'm okay with it because you have to be aware. You know what I'm saying? That is your concert. And I do understand that that is a very, very big concert. So it's very hard to do. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I feel like there might have been a better way for him to be more aware of the energy.
And it starts with, and supposedly they said it was more security there than it was at the World Series.
Wow.
It didn't seem like it.
Wow. Yeah, no.
It really, and when you put that in perspective, it didn't.
Because it wasn't, was it you that showed me the video of like the people breaking through the entrance gates?
I might have. That might have been me.
They were just running through the little security little things. I forgot what they're called. Metal detectors.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy to me.
But yeah, people are, you know, pressing charges or trying to against Travis Scott, against Live Nation, even Drake too, because he was the surprise guest for Astroworld Fest that night.
Is that valid?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
There's an article saying, well, part of this article was saying too that was it Roddy Ricch that was there too, but he was gonna devote his earnings to a lot of the families that were affected.
I thought that was Travis himself.
It could have been. Maybe it was both. I don't know.
I know he posted. He said, "I'm absolutely devastated by what took place last night. My prayers go out to the families and all of those impacted. What happened at Astroworld Festival? Houston PD has my total support as they continue to look into this tragic loss of life. I am committed to work together with the Houston community to heal and support the families in need. Thank you to Houston PD, Fire Department, and NGR Park for their immediate response and support. Love you all." And
I bet. Yeah.
I think he's also paying for all of the people that passed away for their funerals.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the one that you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe. I might just be confused.
And Drake had put out a statement also, you know, sending his condolences and prayers also.
Yeah.
I don't think he should. I could be wrong, but I don't think he should catch the stray bullet only because of the fact that he was the guest. So whether it was Drake, whether it was Three Stacks, it don't matter who was on stage. If I'm the guest performer, I have no idea to, or I have nothing to do with your security or, you know, I'm just showing up.
Okay. Is it on? Is it on Travis though? Like,
it's not totally on him. No, he takes an L, but he doesn't take the L. If that makes sense.
I get what you're saying. Okay. It's multiple.
But I think it'll be a while before he performs again because he had another show somewhere else, and they canceled the second day of Astroworld Fest, but he was supposed to perform somewhere else, I think, that following day. He canceled his performance then.
Damn.
So,
yeah, that's
true. I'm not saying point fingers here, but it's just, you know, it's just a lot to unpack, and, you know, it is what it is. Damn, I didn't mean to do that.
It's a lot of moving parts for sure. But yeah, we can go ahead and segue into, I'm saying, more of your docket. I know you had a couple things on your mind, on your mental. How you coming, King?
Do you want to talk about Ye? His name is not Kanye West anymore, by the way.
Go ahead. Yeah, we can talk about Ye.
I didn't want to do it, but
we can talk about Ye.
You know, that's what people have been talking about the past couple of days. I'm just trying to catch you up to speed on what's going on.
Go ahead. How we? Go ahead.
Kanye did an interview on Drink Champs. It was like 2+ hours, and he was Ye.
He was Ye. What is it?
He was. However, what does that mean? Interpret that, and I feel like you understand what I'm saying. He was Ye.
I don't know. No. Finest. I want to know what you mean by that. I don't know what that. I don't know what that means.
I'm just mad you didn't see it.
I saw bits and pieces. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw.
You saw clips.
Yes. He was Ye because he was in his bag. I mean,
so we both know Kanye is brilliant when it comes to music. He's talented. Never take that away from him. And when he starts going off on, you know, this pixie dust mystical story and you just following him and just like, yeah, okay. It was Kanye.
Okay.
But then still it was Kanye with the bullshit too. Like at one point I think he said, "My mind is like a Xerox printer."
What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You would have
Xerox
to.
Xerox printer.
Yeah. I don't know where he's taking the people.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen his haircut.
I did.
He gave away his barber's name. Guess what his name was?
What's his name?
Edward nigga hands. That's what Ye said. That's what he said. He was wildin'. That's what I'm saying. He was Ye. He was Ye. That's not a horn. That's not a horn. It's not. I don't know why you find that so funny.
The amount of creativity.
But, I mean, in spite of that, he was saying some legitimate stuff. He talked about how he's a nomad now. The whole Drake situation, how he would verse Drake in the verses and he would win type shit. Ye would win.
You think he would?
It would be close.
It would be close?
I think Ye would win solely off of production. But Drake doesn't have that bag.
Okay. Okay. I give you that for sure.
But yeah, he talked about the whole scenario about, you know, him and Kim. He talked about Big Sean. I'm sure you've seen that clip.
I did.
Big Sean and John Legend. Because they were Democrats and all kind of hoopla. Mm-hmm. I was just like, all right. I was just like, all right, Kanye. And then Sean had tweeted too. He was like, we were just together the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he uploaded the picture. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, disrespect.
If you don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me in real life either type shit.
Nah, you're right.
Yeah, don't pose for the picture.
You're definitely right. Because he was like, yo, it wasn't that when we was just together.
And supposedly he owes Sean his masters and $6 million. Because he's no longer on Good Music, allegedly.
Allegedly. Is Kanye the type to give that back? The masters at
Kanye's
least?
Kanye's the type to do anything.
The masters at least?
I don't know. I really don't.
I don't see it happening.
But that because was one of the highlights of the interview. Huh?
Because he's off Good Music, I don't see it happening.
That was one of the highlights, him talking about Sean.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
John Legend.
I got to go back and watch the whole thing.
Like, how John Legend catch a stray? Like, think about that. He's like the coolest, like, safest.
Oh, no.
Huh?
It might have.
He's not ordinary people?
He's definitely not ordinary people. He's definitely not ordinary people. Listen, John Legend is a legend for a reason.
What else did. Yeah, it was compelling to say the least. You know, it was some gems. I feel like Nori tried to make it too much about hip hop in certain scenarios because he was saying, oh, who would you have? Missy versus Busta or Pun versus Biggie. Like, it was just, it got to that, but I wanted to hear Kanye more on where his spiritual journey is taking him. Him talking about the whole situation with Drake and Kim, saying, like, Drake, you didn't smash my wife, but it's kind of like you threw a marble and put your hands behind your back. You're acting like you did, but you didn't. So he was like, ain't nothing gonna happen. Like, at the end of the day, this is all entertainment. We're not gonna hurt each other. We're not gonna do nothing. Like, it's all cap. That's basically what he said.
Hey, man.
I wish you would. And it's a part two coming out on Thursday.
I would definitely watch the part two as well. Hoopla, like you said. Hoopla.
He hit the za. He hit the za on
that.
He took a couple shots. I want to say it was a shot of Henny.
I have a feeling that Kanye is off the gas. I have the feeling that Kanye is off the za. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because he just hit that too regularly. And he enjoyed it. And it was funny to me that Nori and everybody was so shocked that he did.
It's Kanye, so I guess, I don't know.
Maybe I just have a different perspective about it, but I don't know. I would expect that from Kanye.
But yeah, I'm not the summer upper of Kanye West in that interview. A plethora. That was just some of the things I just threw out there.
No, I got you.
But yeah, you're supposed to do your diligence on that.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I've been slack, man. I've been moving too much.
But yeah, what else? Let me see. Aaron Rodgers. You heard about the whole Aaron Rodgers debacle?
No.
So he lied about being vaccinated. He was suspended, because he ended up catching COVID.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you heard about that?
Yeah. I'm bugging.
He lied about being immunized. However you say the fucking word. I can't. Whatever. Immunized. Whatever. Y'all get what I'm saying.
Yeah, yep.
He didn't have the vaccine.
He didn't get the shot.
He wasn't half vaxxed. He wasn't fully vaxxed.
Yeah.
He was 0-2.
So how do you think that goes off in a league like that?
So he lost a sponsorship already. I want to say Provera Health.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of it. And yeah, he lost his endorsement. State Farm is still backing him. They were saying he was wrong about lying to the organization and lying to the NFL and to the media about it.
For sure.
However, they are in support of people making their own choices with their body type shit. okay. is what they got off. So they're not saying that he's right. They're just telling you where they stand, though.
So that makes me feel like they're not going to, in the future, require it from anyone they do business with or anybody that they support.
I don't know what the legalities of that rule. That's
what it sounds like to me. Yeah. I know. We will never know for real, but, I mean, that is crazy. I don't know if I would have capped because that is putting a lot of things for him in jeopardy. Not only, you know what I'm saying, the endorsements that he did lose, but a lot of those, other stuff. So, yeah, that is crazy, though. Would you have capped?
And
if you didn't
no,
get it?
No, I would take a stance like Kyrie Irving. Why not be honest and be brave? Mm-hmm. Say how you truly feel. Say what do you think is best for you and your family and go from there. Because if the shoe was on the other foot and Kyrie lied to the media,
yeah,
oh, they would have his head.
For sure, for sure.
Do you think they have it now? They would slander that man so bad.
So you'd be okay with the reason why you lose your job is because you're overzealous, because you don't want to.
I mean, let's be real. If Kyrie doesn't get vaccinated and they, you know, even if they trade him, he'll still have a job in the league. Like, Kyrie is fine. When you're making Kyrie Irving money, when you're making Aaron Rodgers money, you're not starving.
Starving, no.
So you can stand on your principles for real. Not to the players who have that are on a practice squad and make maybe 100K, mm-hmm. which is still, you know, 100K is 100K, but it's not 200 million. It's a difference.
Okay. Nah, you're definitely right.
So some of those people don't necessarily have a choice because of, I guess, the way that they feed themselves and their family.
Right. I got you. Okay. It makes a lot of sense. We're going to see. I don't know. Kyrie gonna be an announcer. He's not gonna play.
Honestly,
he's not gonna play in the league. That's what you're telling me.
And okay, so this is not necessarily breaking news, but it says 2 hours ago. It says now Aaron Rodgers has been fined by the NFL $300K. Him and Alan Lazard. I guess this is another player that wasn't vaccinated. For them, and they said, let me see. They didn't get suspended any games. They just got fined. So,
$300K.
But if I'm $300K and I'm Aaron Rodgers, what's $300K?
$300K. I don't know. But
yeah, I don't have much left to say on that. That was just my takeaway on it. You know,
I got you.
Just stand on it like you know Kyrie did.
For sure. Yeah, I wouldn't have capped either. That's doing a lot. Cause yeah, I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to get the shot. I'm sorry.
Did you see the Morris versus Jokic? Not scrap because yeah. Oh, you did see it? Yeah. Okay. What's your thoughts? It wasn't really a scrap. It was I pushed you from you not looking at me type mm-hmm. shit. And yeah.
I don't really have too much to say about it because it wasn't too much that happened. It was just like, okay. You did.
Was it a dirty foul?
Yeah, it was
by the Morris swing?
Yeah.
So you'd have had the same energy? You would have ran and just
I wouldn't have had the same energy, but that shit is whack. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? You snuck me. Come on. You snuck
you
me.
You snuck me on that's, the court yeah, in front of all these people.
That's pussy.
I'm going to get you back.
Yeah. I mean, that's just crazy to me. I'm definitely going to whoop your ass. I may not charge you like that, but I'm definitely going to whoop your ass.
The Miami Heat were outside the locker room after the game waiting on Jokic to come out. Security broke it up.
Hey. He said, I needed that pressure. It's on site.
Have you seen Jokic brothers? The Jokic brothers?
Yes.
They're scary.
I mean, what you doing if you see them outside
a
lot?
One of them got a tattoo on their neck. Fam, you got it. You,
not you, the tattoo nah, on the yeah, neck. Nah. That's crazy.
The wings on the back of the neck and you 6'8"?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry. You was right. Yeah, he was right.
8 feet. Yeah, that shit is sick. I don't care if I got 30 niggas with me. What? The Jokic brothers, they go crazy. Yeah, I mean... I have to see I have to follow up off that. I need the smoke.
Did he get suspended?
I need the smoke. I know
he got fined for sure. Definitely got fined. Yeah, he got suspended one game. One game and fined.
It was dirty.
Yeah.
It was dirty. Am I wrong?
But it's like
I'm lying, I'm flying.
But no, but if you're saying that, you know, you committed a dirty foul already, I'm gonna get your ass back. Hell yeah. Call it petty or whatever. I'm gonna get your ass back though.
It is petty.
Hey.
And you gonna get a tech.
And it's a way. He didn't have to foul him that way. He could have just grabbed his arm. And you look at the score, they were already up almost 20, if not 20.
Facts. That's
2 minutes left. The game is over, fam. Yeah. I'm not saying don't compete no more, but you didn't have to do that dirty play.
That was unnecessary at that point in time. That was unnecessary. You didn't have to commit that foul. You're already up 20. That shit was crazy to me. But It is what it is.
What else we got here? Let's see. Joe Budden? Are we doing that?
Are we doing it?
You got the clip? Can you pull up the clip?
That's, I don't want to pull up the clip because that's a spooky place to be.
Spooky? Why spooky?
Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
Joe Budden, yeah.
About Joe talking about him coming out and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I don't want to pull that up. No, I don't want to pull that up.
Sentiments, thoughts, first reactions, a reaction video from the reaction video?
All right, so me being for real, I feel like at some point in time in his career, somebody would have said something. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't feel like he's being for real. I feel like he's just, you know what I'm saying, trolling. But at the same time, it's Joe.
Yeah.
He talks a lot of bullshit. Come on.
And when the clip first surfaced, because I didn't listen to the pod, I just end up seeing it on the internet before I can even listen.
Yeah.
They already framed it up. They framed from when he said it to like 1 minute after the recording, and that was it. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to the whole podcast and listen to the conversation they were having, it was one of those clickbait moments type shit.
No,
it was like, I know what he was trying to get at in that moment. He was being sarcastic and trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. But you know the internet doesn't.
And he said it multiple times, if I'm not mistaken. Like, not on, and multiple times in this episode, but multiple times like on different episodes. I haven't been keeping up like that, but that's what I've heard.
And I'm not trying to cape for him. On the other hand, shit, he might have came out. You know what I'm saying? And salute to him if he did that shit.
Joe is not bi.
He's joked like that on his podcast forever. He's always said, I'm going to come out the closet one day. He's always said egregious takes. You know how Joe is.
Bro. Can we stop?
I know. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying, too,
this is Joe Budden.
From just observance.
This is Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Somebody would have tried him. Somebody would have, you know.
Was it a clout move? Because he didn't have to say that.
I mean, at this point in his career, what is clout going to do for him?
Okay. I'm looking at it from the perspective. Okay, Rory and Maul just booted up. I'm not trying to start podcast beef, but you know, Rory and Maul just booted up on their deal. You know?
Yeah.
Just left his network.
True.
The shit with Ming Lee and
yes,
and which call has died. Mm-hmm. So what is Joe? I'm saying he's still, you know, great at what he does. He still has Patreon. He still has the content, of course. But I'm just looking at it from that point of view also, where it could just be, hey, clickbait.
Okay, I'll say that. But also, too, playing devil's advocate, and this is not me, like, dick riding or anything. But the way Joe has been seen to move is when shit gets funny and when shit seems like it's, like, going downhill, he tends to pull something out of the air. Mm-hmm. Like, when all that shit was coming out about, you know what I'm saying, the dog and all that extra, like, weird shit, he pulled out the deal with Cash App. I believe that was around the same time.
Or did Cash App just be like, nah?
No, that was the start of that. That was the start of the new deal, because that was when...
No, that's when they pulled. That's when Cash App pulled.
Or was that Spotify that pulled? It wasn't Cash App.
He ended allegedly, right? Or allegedly, this is confirmed, allegedly, or I don't know, but
allegedly,
yeah,
all of it is.
They decided not to renew with Spotify,
right?
Or Joe decided not to. I'm not gonna say they because we don't really know who had the decision there. But if we're basing it off of whose platform and whose network it is, say Joe in that instance. He decided not to get that, you know, to re-up on that deal with Spotify for however much it was.
So then it was Cash App.
Cash App.
My timeline was right. It was Cash App. But okay, so yeah, like I was saying, I'm not sure. But I'm gonna lean off that. We'll see how it pans out. If he has something up his sleeve, then he does. If something is not moving that way, then oh well.
And then comedy style him. Of course, the past two pods, he's been playing along with it. So
of course, and that's what he's gonna do, because mm-hmm. Joe can't, you know, he's not gonna let you see him sweat. That's just one of the things we know Joe to be. But I am interested to see how it pans out, because everybody else does seem to be doing quite well. I want to see how goes.
They're independent, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, I'm saying like in terms of the analytics and how
the future
they do,
of
how they play out. Because I mean, you leaving. I feel like that's a big thing to be on, you know what I'm saying, a brand new network that was pioneered by the face of, you know what I'm saying, a brand new industry. Joe, you know what I'm saying, basically did that.
Yeah, and he's a pioneer.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. If not the one of, I know Joe Rogan was, you know what I'm saying, rated above him at the time, but.
And honestly, I got asked this question the other day, the best podcast out obviously is us, you know what I'm saying? Duh. Whether this for first time, last time, or you in-betweener. But obviously us.
Right.
The JBP is up there. $1 million worth of game. I fuck with heavy, especially the guest they have on.
Yeah.
They just had Snoop on. I haven't watched that one yet. But yeah. Drink Champs.
It's cool. Yeah.
Hello, Drink Champs.
Well, they're certified.
See, the thing is, I used to be in Horrible Decisions heavy, but it's just be like so many podcasts, and podcasts be 3 hours long. So it's just be like I gotta pick and choose every single week which one I'm a pick and choose from.
Is Breakfast Club in the top five?
Are they podcasts?
They're not. It's radio.
Yeah, it's radio.
I watch.
It's podcast, but it's radio.
It's radio, but I watch my podcast. I don't know.
I'll catch every Blue Moon, the Donkey of the Day.
Okay. You watch Brilliant Idiots?
Nah.
No. Okay.
I couldn't stand Schultz any much longer.
Gotcha.
It was just too much for me.
You egregious. Still watch Savon?
I've never watched Savon. No disrespect to Savon. That's salute, funny. King. Salute, salute.
I mean, nah, I'd be like that. I'm trying to think. Who else? I'll be watching.
Shit, we got some. Do we have any podcast peers right now? I follow Shaking the Culture. I know they have a podcast, or she has a podcast.
As well.
Shout out to you.
I mean, Blueprint is Black as well. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Me, shout out to you, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Who else? Who else? I might just be blanking, but if I'm not, you know what I'm saying, definitely hit our jack, and we will shout you out, for sure, because it's always love, and it costs zero.
You want to hear something funny?
Go for it. What's up?
DiCaprio. People thought on the internet today DiCaprio was going to play Jim Jones.
I saw that.
The actual rapper Jim Jones.
That blew me. Because I didn't know if that was like for real or if that was propaganda. Because how and why?
The Jonestown cult leader.
Who decided that?
Yeah. Jim Jones.
No, I know. But who decided that?
Dickus.
Like, why?
Kings.
Listen, DiCaprio is definitely he's a legend. He's a legend. But everything isn't meant for everybody.
Right.
That's just how I feel about it. But if it pans out, if it plays out the way they hope it to be, maybe it'll be fine. I don't know.
Didn't he play in Django? Did he play in that? I think he did.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah, I'm bugging. Yeah, he did.
So, he was, I mean.
Candyland.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was this one video. Have you ever seen the video of Jim Jones and Cameron playing basketball? Like fake playing with each other?
Maybe. I don't know. And I just haven't seen it in a while.
They were saying if DiCaprio was real, like was Jim Jones and did that scene, he would win an Oscar. Like you got to see the video. They just keep passing the ball back and forth to each other.
Yeah. I'm dead. I need to see it.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little jaded. I'm just a little hasty too, because you know I'm a critic. So,
what's going on with the Alec Baldwin situation? I stopped keeping up with that.
Honestly, I did too. You and me both. I can't even hold you.
I feel like nothing else has, you know.
Within reason?
What you mean?
Should I have kept up with it?
Oh, I mean, just to see, like, you know. What happened? I'm trying to figure out who brought the bullets on set. Like, it's just a lot of questions that I need answered.
It's a lot of shit that doesn't make sense. It's a lot of shit that's I don't know, but and how? Mm-hmm. I don't place anybody at fault for real, because I don't want it to be one of those things where it's like y'all was really trying to kill somebody on set. that's a crazy thing to think about, because right. I'm on set a lot, like, you know what I'm saying, and it's different sets and it's different places, so you want it to be, you know, a great experience for you. You want to create some dope shit, and you having to double check whether or not your gun is loaded with blanks or whether or not, you know what I'm saying,
and you captain me and say cold gun.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to have to do that. So it's just, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to keep up with it. It's just crazy. That's why I say that. But I mean, hopefully everything is good with it. Everyone involved, every party involved is okay.
Do you have anything else? Or one of your random questions before we get out of here?
Yeah, actually. And this might just be like random off the top, and maybe you've thought about it, maybe you haven't, but where would you like to take the pod next? Like, I know we've done pop-up shop, we had this celebration, you know what I'm saying? What's next for you, King? What do you feel like we should get off next? And I'm leaving this up to the people as well to hit our jacks if y'all want us to do something specific, or if y'all want us to pull up and host or whatever the case is, definitely let us know. But I'm asking you because I want to see where your head's at. I want to see where your mind's at.
Where I might have want a couple the pod ideas to too, go but, next.
Yeah.
Before I even answer that, that's a collective answer. That's just not a one part answer though.
What you mean collective?
Like me and you, yeah.
Both of us are collective. Yeah, I can't have more than one part.
Because I can't say I want to take this to Jupiter and you not be okay with it.
I mean, shit. Okay, I'll give you my answer after you give me this. Maybe you say Jupiter, maybe I say Mars. Who knows? Either way, we can go to both. But nah, I just wanted to know.
Definitely still want to do pop-up and chills. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether that be whether that be in, like, streetwear, sneaker stores.
So we're going to make it a thing.
Cross pods, like we've done in the past. Just continue to be on our shit, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, I feel like we're doing everything right. We got the merch.
You see
it. You got us. You know what I'm saying? We got our fan base, you know what I'm saying? And we just got a community. So I just think having that foundation is the start of something great. So I feel like we're already destined and already on that journey. So just continue to do what we do.
Yeah, I feel you. I definitely feel you.
Literature.
Ooh, bars. Bars. That boy did not come to play with y'all. I'm trying to think. I want to do, and I mean, obviously, you know what I'm saying? We both have to agree, obviously. But I want to do hostings at, like, I don't know. Huh? What'd you say? That would be lit.
What?
A cipher?
Host ciphers? That's nasty.
Like I say, host. Well, I mean,
the video will be in black and white.
Nah, it's not gonna be in black and white.
Oh, just the bro chili is.
I mean, we can just host it. You know what I'm saying? We can bring out the rappers, whoever's involved.
That ABB. I don't know. This ain't Rap City.
We gonna come up with something. But nah, I definitely want to do another pop up and chill. I like the idea of making it like a umbrella kind of thing, and we have like different kinds of events, and we call them pop up and chills. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with that heavy, but I think it just depends on the season too. Depends on, you know what I'm saying, the time of year. Maybe we doing when it gets hot out, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we doing pop up and chill barbecues. I don't know. Maybe it just depends on the time, you feel me? So
I don't know why this name everywhere. I don't know why this name is pulling my arm right now, but Brochella. I don't know why.
That's hard.
I don't know what Brochella is, but I just think
you're giving away too much sauce at this point, okay? Brochella? Yes. Don't say
what
it.
What can
again
a Brochella be?
Huh?
Brochella Festival?
We might do that. We might do that for real. Brochella brunch?
Brochella brunch.
Brochella festival, for real, for real. But, see.
Pop up and eat? Pop up and eat.
I'm not doing this. No.
Yo, that's hilarious.
That's funny. Nah. I don't know. But, yeah. I'm going to figure some shit out. That would be fun as fuck, though. But, yeah, y'all hit our jacks. Let us know what y'all have in mind as well.
Marvelous question.
Yeah, you know, just wanted to tap in with you.
Close out the pod for 200.
Close out the pod for 200. Okay. Yeah, man. What is it? 128?
128.
128 weeks in a row. That's consistent. You know what I'm saying? Outside of our hiatus, that's consistent. That's us, you know what I'm saying, showing up for y'all. That's us continuously giving news, dropping gems, showing love, you know what I'm saying, and just trying to provide a vibe. If we haven't done that, I'm not even going to do that, because you obviously wouldn't still be here for 128 of them if we hadn't done that. So we appreciate y'all for that, but as well, we feel the appreciation because y'all keep coming back. So I don't have any sleepers. I don't have any, you know what I'm saying, other gems outside of do what you love and love what you do. You know what I'm saying? I know that's what I've been living by because I've been working my ass off. And if I hadn't loved it, it would be pointless. So that's my gem. That's what I'm going to end the pod with.
What is Bro Chilean's podcast?